This is an important thing. Most people in our times know that there's a very strong strain of something wrong. I won't call it racism, but there's something really wrong. The numbers of people who have been attracted to Ron Paul unmistakably represent the breed of neo-Nazis and others. By
no means.
No,
I mean, one reason I think it's possible that he didn't know that some of this was going on is because, honestly, most of it's awful. It doesn't sound particularly libertarian in a lot of places.
It's not libertarian.
Right.
It's not libertarian.
Right.
This is not really a libertarian person.
Oh, okay.
No, really. He is not, but he is attracted under this very large umbrella. The distrust and hatred of government, the need for small government. But the other thing is, there's this mad quality. I don't mean insane, but there's a raging quality of the disaffected. A lot of 9/11 truthers who hate the government for reasons best known to their psychiatrists. And there is no mistaking that population. And then there are the very good and decent people I know, I've written about, who said they want to take the parts of Ron Paul that they like. You know, unfortunately, when you're the head of the nation, you don't get put in one dresser drawer to be pulled out for the good parts of you.
Well, I think the part that people are responding to is that plan to slash federal spending. So it does seem that, you know, assuming, given his numbers are pretty big now, I think, you know, it can't be all 9/11 truthers. I mean, there's obviously a pretty big core of people who are saying this guy's flawed, but I want smaller government.
They're saying he's flawed. They know he's flawed because of the foreign policy stuff that everybody knows about. But this is a new thing. And there is something about a character of someone who really didn't own up to it, can't own up to it, gets angry at being asked about it. The presidency of the United States is the important job in this world. Can you imagine a figure like this? Now, we know, I think we can be certain that he is not going to be elected the President of the United States, not by a long shot. But the point is, what does it say of people who are devoted to his cause, innocently devoted to his cause, that having been exposed to all of this, including the belief that the United States has been the bully that has made the victims and that Iran is this innocent party who is representing this entire spectrum of the most loathsome views, do you still believe enough that you just need this one policy, this two policy, smaller government? I am afraid that life is not that simple.
In fairness, you've raised a fair question. Thank